Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
In Massachusetts' all-Democratic congressional delegation, every member is directly blaming President Trump for yesterday's attack on the U.S. Capitol, and nearly all of them are calling for the president to either be impeached or removed from office through the 25th Amendment. Among them is Congressman Jake Auchincloss, who joins us now. Good morning, Congressman, and thanks very much for speaking live with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
So after you've had a night to reflect on it, what's your stance this morning when it comes to President Trump's role in yesterday's violent mob that breached the Capitol building?
He's culpable. And now is a time for moral leadership in this country. President-elect Biden yesterday in his short speech demonstrated more moral leadership in those few minutes than President Trump has in 4 years.
Where were you when things escalated yesterday, and what happened from there?
Because of the physical distancing requirements, we voted in waves on the House floor. They had not yet called the first wave, so I was still in my office in Longworth office building, and we got the notice electronically. The lockdown remained there, and then all evening and into the night, I was on the House floor and walking through the Capitol grounds. And Bob, I'll tell you, it is surreal to be walking through the Capitol grounds and have it feel like a patrol base. I mean, there were hundreds of officers of the law and of the National Guard there camped out. And the fact that we've had to turn our citadel of democracy into a fortress tells you where we're at as a country right now.
And this, of course, is your first week in Congress. You were just sworn in.
Quite an orientation, huh? I took an oath to the Constitution on a Sunday, and now we're fighting for it on a Wednesday. And it's not exactly how I had it pictured, but it's certainly only deepened my conviction that now is a time for moral leadership in this country. I think that has a three-part path going forward. One, we have got to remove Donald Trump from office. If he doesn't resign under pressure, either Cabinet or Congress needs to invoke the 25th Amendment, and if that fails, articles of impeachment. Second, we've got to reinstill confidence in our institutions. I want to hear the Republicans on the other side of the aisle stand up and say this was a free, fair, valid election, that the transfer of power is legitimate, and that they will work with the 46th President of the United States, just as Hillary Clinton said when she lost the painful election in 2016. And then third, we've got to get back to governing. American lives and livelihoods are at stake right now, and we need competent, serious officials in Washington, D.C., who are ready to tackle this pandemic.
I think I have to ask, based on your answer, are you hearing anything out of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office this morning, your fellow Democrat, in terms of pushing ahead with immediate impeachment of the president?
I am not, but it's only been 4.5 hours since the chamber gaveled. So I think things are going to develop today. I can tell you that I stand with the Massachusetts delegation, though, in saying that this is a person who is not fit to lead this country. He hasn't been fit really since day one, but it's become a clear and present danger to the health of our institution and, frankly, to the safety of the American people.
Let me ask you a little bit more about last night. When the Electoral College count resumed overnight, there were still several senators and a large number of Republican House members, over 100, who objected to the votes from Pennsylvania. There were also some tense moments, a near physical altercation between two congressmen. What was it like overnight?
It's appalling, isn't it, that even after the events of yesterday, there are still more than 100 members of the House Republican Conference who would continue to do this performative posturing for their base, knowing that it would go nowhere, but that it might incite more violence. I was on the House floor for that. I don't have much of a baseline, obviously, only been here for 3 days, but the tension, even the anger, was palpable. I was right next to that physical altercation on the House floor. And, you know, unfortunately, this has been the nadir of American democracy in my lifetime, but we need to unify and move forward with urgency towards a place of moral leadership.
You've talked about how you hope that the Trump cabinet pushes forward with the 25th Amendment to remove the president. so that he's not there for the full 13 days left in his term. What do you want to see from Joe Biden between now and Inauguration Day in 2 weeks?
Well, and to be clear, Congress can also move forward with the 25th Amendment. If both houses pass by a majority and the vice president consents, the 25th also goes into effect. What I want to see from Joe Biden is more of what we saw yesterday, which is to say a president in the wings who can, while respecting the Constitution and the fact that he is not formally inaugurated yet, display the moral leadership that this country so hungers for. Because right now we are anchorless, and we have grave problems of governing ahead of us. And every day that we pass twisting down this disarray is days that Americans are losing their lives to this pandemic, and Americans are losing their livelihoods to this pandemic.
Do you feel like, last question, do you feel like you just simply, because you're working on Capitol Hill, need to keep your head down?
No, I don't think that's what I'm sent here to do by my constituents. I think I'm sent here to be a strong representative for their values and priorities. Massachusetts has a proud history, hundreds of years long, of being at the forefront of the great questions of the day, whether abolition or LGBT rights. Massachusetts is up there, and I want to assure your listeners, the Massachusetts delegation and me included as a representative of the fourth, we are going to be strong in reflecting the core value of a peaceful transfer of power and of the fact that the Constitution is the supreme law of the land, and that we are not going to tolerate someone in the chief executive who has disdain for the rule of law.
Massachusetts Congressman Jake Auchincloss, thanks very much for speaking with WBUR this morning.
Thank you, Bob.